Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
No matter where I turn, I got the carrots load. Well, shoeshine brother thinks I'm so naive. Looking at me thinking I got something hidden up my sleeve. No sweetie, I'm cool as can be. I got no money, but I'm always feeling free, free, free. So what you think you're doing? Who you think you are?
I love lyrics like that. That's very cool. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue with Graham McKenna, who is in charge of the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio on Central Avenue, a wonderful arts venue, and it is a thrill to once again be joined by Graham to talk about what's happening over at the Linda in Albany, New York. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you here. So what Thank were you. We just listening
well,
to?
Well, we were taking a little listen to Caroline Rose, and that was a song called Blood on Your Boot Heels off her inaugural album, the 2014 I Will Not Be Afraid. And this young lady is coming to La Linda on Friday, April 17th, and I am excited to have her. There's just such a, you know, they're a Vermont band with her roots are southern all the way from Mississippi and the Carolinas, and you can hear that kind of bluesy southern rock kind of even maybe even rockabilly quality, but she is remarkable. And if you want to actually have a look at the band, you can jump on the website. I've got a video of that particular tune, which I'm quite enamored with playing, but we're real pleased to have them. That's Friday, April 17th.
Nice.
Now, yeah, they're great. They're really I'm gonna be there for that one. On then backing up this Saturday, April 4th, the American Roots Series at the Linda presents the Roots Music Fest 2015. We are extremely pleased to have as our headliner the band Yarn, phenomenal band. They are also going to be joined by the Mount Olive Baptist Church Male Chorus, the Red Haired Strangers, the Doornails, Matt Dufresne. It's going to be a fun night of roots music and all on the 4th, hosted by our good friend Michael Eck, who is the host of the Roots music series that we present here throughout the year.
Very cool.
Then on Saturday, April 11th, we bounce next week. We're having Derek Horton and the J Street Band. Derek is a local actual professor of sociology, which I love, but Derek knows how to lay down the Motown sound, and his band are going to come and play some great cover tunes. They got a couple originals of their own, and it will be a fun night. The second time we've had him out, and it was a blast the first time, and we're sure it will be the second. That's Saturday, April 11th. Doors open at 7. Show will be at 8. Then on Saturday, April 11th, in the daytime, before Derek comes in, we're doing an event called Help for You and Your Child with Autism. The Autism Treatment Center of America, Ron's Coffee, is going to be talking about autism. He is an author, an expert on the subject, and it should be a fascinating afternoon, so you definitely want to join us for that as well. Then Caroline Rose on the 17th. Seth Glier is coming back. He's going to play on Saturday, April 18th, after Caroline. The April Virch Band, a phenomenal Canadian fiddler. We've got to bring in a piece of plywood just to have her be able to step and fiddle at the same time. Can't wait to see that. That's nice. On the 24th of April. Heather Maloney's album release tour is coming on the 25th. Cassidy and the Music, the lady that was a lead singer for Antigone Rising, is coming on May 2nd. And Moon Alice, we finally got them back. I think this is our third time. We missed them last year. They're going to be here on the 8th. And, of course, talking to Moon Alice, that brings me to the fact that everything we do at the Linda, we record and then broadcast on the program Live at the Linda from 8 to 10 on Wednesday nights. Coming up on the 15th, we're going to present Seth's last concert from back in January 2014. We're going to play a bit of that. On the 22nd, Ian McLaughlin, who was here very fortunately, just unfortunately before he passed, his October concert. We're going to play a little Ashley Sophia with him as well from her November concert of 2013. And then Moon Alice is going to play on the 29th to precede their being here on the 8th, and that's from their September 2013 concert that they played here with Professor Louis and the Chromatics. So that's a bit of what's coming up, Joe.
That is all really good stuff. Graham, have a great week. We will talk to you next Thursday.
I'll be here. Thank
you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
You can find out more at thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Sean Stone of Metroland is next. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Ahead on Midday Magazine, protests over a perceived rightward shift are happening on Mount St. Mary's campus in Newburgh. Several regional colleges, including Simon's Rock, wind up on the U.S. Department of Education's financial watch list. The Vermont House okays a water quality bill that includes taxes and fee hikes, and we'll get budget reaction from Capital Region state lawmakers. Also coming up, the midday weather summary, commentary from Steve Lebo, and Senator Gillibrand is in Troy behind a statewide tour for a law that would give workers paid leave. Midday Magazine begins at noon on WAMC.
Welcome back, and we are always happy when Sean Stone joins us. He is arts editor of Metroland, and he joins us this morning to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. Sean Stone, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. There's actually, I mean, my list looks long, but there's actually not a lot going on because, you know, Easter.
Easter gets in the, well, not in the way, but
Yeah,
it's a big event over the weekend, so not a lot planned for those because people have other plans.
Exactly.
Yes, being with their families and all, which is all very good. All right, so let us first, I want to thank you. I mean, I thank the readers, of course, but thank you for giving the readers a place to put their feelings for the readers' poll is out. The 2015 Reader's Poll. Is that whole thing as big of a pain in the neck as it seems like it would be putting it together?
It's not as bad as when it was just all people filling them out by hand.
Okay.
Most of them come in over the web, and it was not affected by our website being down. We had it set up through a separate server. And there were actually, this was the most people voted ever.
So,
but, yeah, it was a gigantic, the part where you, there's still people, and if you look at the ages of the people, you can, that tells the story, still fill it out by hand.
Yes.
Old people like me.
Yeah.
But that's still difficult, but it's better than it used to be.
Well, we want to thank you. Best news radio station and best talk radio. That's very nice. And as we mentioned this morning during the panel, our own Rosemary Armeo, best local celebrity you'd like to date. So,
yeah, she made the list.
Very good. Good for her. We're very excited. Any other thing you want to point out about the list?
There were a fair number of changes this year, which doesn't usually happen, you know. So it's kind of fun to compare it to last year's and the years before because, I don't know, something's going on. Also, people like Troy.
Well, what's not to like?
I know, but I mean, the people in Troy are really enthusiastic, and they really got out there and voted for their stuff.
Well, that's good. Good for Troy, and good for the entire Capital Region. You can find out more. Pick up a copy. It's out. I've seen it all over the place this morning. So go get a copy of Metroland and read the Reader's Poll. It's very nice. And again, thank you for that. Okay. What else would you like to begin with, sir?
Well, I saw this documentary called The Wrecking Crew. It's actually being screened tonight, one night only, at the Spectrum. So if you want to see it, that's your shot. It's a documentary about the loose collection of session musicians who played on an amazing array of hit records in the 1960s and 70s. Did you see this?
I've seen parts of it. I have not seen it. And I've been told about it. And I actually spoke to somebody recently who was a part of the documentary. So yeah.
Oh, I loved it because there's nothing I hate more than sanctimonious rock and roll people who don't like pop music. But then you find out that, you know, all the same players played on, the Partridge Family and the Byrds records. Then it's kind of fun.
You go where the check is, right?
Exactly. And,
sure
and
you
they
do.
And you know, there's nothing particularly special about rock musicians. That's just me.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun. Dick Clark is in it, Roger McGuinn, Nancy Sinatra, Brian Wilson, it's Herb Alpert, Lou Adler, just a lot of interesting people.
Very cool. What else is going on?
Well, down at the New York State Museum, it's the 5th annual Canstruction, which is a sort of, they build sculptures out of canned goods, and then at the end of it, but the sculptures are fantastic, and then at the end of it, they give it to the food bank.
That's right. It goes to the food pantries for the Capital District. I was down there last night for the gala, for the opening, and oh my God! First of all, we're honing in on almost 70,000 cans that they're doing, which is unbelievable.
I mean, that's a lot of cans.
It's really a lot of cans, because I think in the first year, this is their fifth year, so I think the first year was like 40,000. Now they're up to like 70,000 cans. And so this year's theme is heroes. So if you go to the fourth floor of the State Museum, you see they have Batman, and they have the Lego guy, and they have veterans. There's a salute to veterans and to firefighters, and there's just all kinds of different heroes there, and it's really fascinating and very cool. And so here's what we're trying to get people to do, because as you're right, absolutely right, Sean, all this goes to the food pantry. So it doesn't cost anything to go in. So when you have this week when there's nothing to do with the kids, you go down to the museum and you bring in a can. And then that's how you vote for the best structure. And then that also gives more cans to the food pantry.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it helps everybody. It's a very, very cool thing. So, yes, very neat. And it's happening through, what, the 15th, I believe? 15th? Was that right?
Or 16th. I'm
16th.
Not...
Yeah, I think
sure,
you're right.
Yeah.
16th. Yeah. So, excellent. Thank you. All right. What else?
Bunch of stuff. Friday is Good Friday, and down at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Albany, that's the one on State Street Hill there, the church choir is going to be performing with a chamber orchestra, Handel's Passion of Christ, and that's at 1:15 p.m., and it's free. Also tomorrow, First Friday, so it's First Friday Albany, new and continuing exhibits around town, Upstate Artists Guild, the Albany Institute, Albany Barn, places like that. That's in downtown Albany from 5 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow night at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, it's Joan Osborne.
Oh, great stuff.
Yeah, and she has a new album, and it's getting good reviews, so check it out. Saturday night down in Tivoli at the Catspan International Dance Center, it's Zvi Dance. And then tomorrow night this is interesting. Nellie Mackay's in the area. She's going to be at the Van Dyke in Schenectady on Saturday for two shows at 6:30 and 8:30. And she's going to be at Helsinki Hudson on Sunday for one show. And she's got this really interesting new album of covers of like 60 songs. And she covers everything from Herman's Hermits to The Mothers of Invention.
Oh, great stuff.
So it's a really interesting album, and you should check it out.
But, eclectic.
Yes. Yes. And then Monday at Proctor's, they're going to show 2001 A Space Odyssey on the big screen on the main stage.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, I'll probably go see that again, because I just, it just doesn't play on TV. Even if you got a big TV, it's just not the same.
No. Not a great experience.
Yeah. And, of course, the kids are off next week, so Steamer No. 10 Theater is doing their April vacation days. That's a different performer every day from Monday through Friday, so go to their website and check that out.
All right. And?
New movies.
Yes.
We've got Effie Gray, which is sort of toward love affairs among the English literary set in Victorian England. It's written by Emma Thompson.
Oh, neat.
Who she's in it, and Dakota Fanning.
I didn't know that she had written it as well. Cool.
Yeah. And then, of course, the big movie, Furious 7.
Furious 7.
I do like the way that they just sort of do one slight variation on the title. like it was Fast 5.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7.
Sure.
Next one will be Triple F or something. I don't know.
They're immensely popular.
Yeah, well, they bring in new people, like they killed off two characters in the last one. Of course, they were the two characters that I liked and could act, but this one they brought in Jason Statham as the villain.
Yeah,
he always adds value, and Kurt Russell's in it too.
So there you go. It'll be a very loud.
Yes, it will.
It'll be a very loud weekend to see that film, yes.
It certainly will.
Well, it's all happening. Your website is still down, but just go pick up a copy
of it. I'm posting it on our ancient blog, so the reader's poll will be up there. So
excellent. So it's very simple, and go out and pick up a copy as well.
Pick up a copy, yeah.
Right, easiest way. Sean Stone, thank you very much. Great to have you here, and we'll talk next week.
Great, you're welcome.